I got it.
Chat.
I'll never back down. I'll never back down. I'll never back down. I get up.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is Defenders Live.
Tell you what.
What?
Fun stuff in the morning here. By morning, I mean evening.
I was going to say, I wish it was morning.
It would be nice. Be one of those
and
days.
And I just committed alcohol abuse.
Yeah, you did. Why would you do that?
It was an accident.
That's not good. We haven't even started yet, and you're already doing it.
I'm going to lick the table, though.
Oh, God.
I need it that bad.
No, don't. Okay, first.
And what's bad is I'm not an alcoholic.
Rabbi, I apologize that we're going to have a shot in front of you. But
I had a friend in college say good morning every hour of the day.
Good really? Morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it is always going to be somebody's morning.
It is somebody's morning.
Oh, somebody, somewhere.
It's like mm-hmm. that whole 5 o'clock somewhere thing.
Right.
It's always
right,
somebody's
right.
morning.
Yeah. Wasting away again and margarita.
It could be some deserted island in the Pacific, but it's somebody's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I don't know. That sounds like a pretty good place to be right now.
Uh-huh.
Far away from people and society.
Once again, I apologize, Rabbi.
We didn't catch it earlier.
We didn't catch it before the show started, so we're going to go over here real quick.
That's the good stuff. Anyway,
really I'm only jealous I didn't have one.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I apologize. I couldn't pass one over to you.
Again, it's, yeah.
Because I would share.
A cup of tea 20 minutes ago, but that just doesn't count.
That really just means we owe him one whenever we
Yeah, we
see
owe
him
you
again.
One the next time we see you.
In next person. CPAC. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I could be. We
if
could
not
be
earlier.
Earlier. You wouldn't invite us over, but I'm just saying. Okay, so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a tweet there's a tweet that you sent out. That you wanted to talk about because it's talking about a couple things that have been happening recently.
Yeah, you said something about that I haven't heard yet. Yeah. I know that
he didn't hear about it.
I haven't. Something about Candace Owens. Now I know she's been in the news because of the whole what's his name? Kanye West, you know, them two being wearing the white people white Lives Matter shirts and blah, blah, blah.
That's what it is. That's what
this is. Kanye says he's going to go DEF CON 3 on Jewish people.
Wait, what?
DEF CON. I thought it was DEF CON. I thought it was DEF CON. Like defense.
No, it is DEF CON, but not if you're Kanye.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, God. Well, yeah.
If you're Kanye, it's DEF CON.
It's DEF CON. Okay.
DEF CON 3 on Jewish people. Now, it's very not clear what he means,
yeah.
but it's very not friendly.
Okay.
You don't need to know the exact meaning of all the words to know that he just said something anti-Semitic. It's kind of like saying, if a person said, I'm going to go DEF CON 3 on all black people, and you claim he's not racist.
Right. Yes.
That's what Candace Owens did. He said, no, this isn't necessarily anti-Semitic. It's weird. You don't know what he's saying. Well, it's true it's weird. It's true you don't know what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
It's true it's incoherent. But a lot of anti-Semites are incoherent.
Yes. And
that's kind of their thing.
And Kanye West has been proven to be
crazy. Targeting all Jewish people who all, you know, all stereotyping the whole group.
Right.
Yeah.
And then saying, we're going to, you know, I'm going to go DEF CON 3 on all these Jewish people. Whatever it is, it's not friendly.
So, Kanye West, mm-hmm. a guy who proclaims himself to be a Christian.
Allegedly.
Is trying. All right. You know what? I'm just going to play the video and listen to the audio here. We're going to kind of walk through this. How about that? That sounds okay. That's what we need to do here.
People subsequently demanded that the tweet be taken down for anti-Semitism. Now, if you are an honest person, you did not think this tweet was anti-Semitic. You did not think that he wrote this tweet because he hates or wants to genocide Jewish people. This does not represent the beginning of the Holocaust. That's if you're an honest person, you'll meet that. You will admit that, right? If you're an honest person, when you read this tweet, you had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
Okay, hold on.
But what's the tweet?
But once again, what is the tweet?
Yeah, I want to read the tweet that he put out. I don't want to hear her interpretation of it. I don't need to. I need to know, what did he say? So does that mean we need to go look for Kanye West?
I think we might.
Actually, if you go right to the very beginning of the video.
That's what it was.
They show the tweet.
Oh, they show it. Okay.
I'm a bit sleepy tonight. But when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3. Again, that's two words. DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew. Also, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who ever opposes your agenda.
Wait.
Huh? There's a lot to unpack there. Yeah, I
guess. That is a lot to
Kanye.
Holy cow,
bro!
What?
That hurts. That hurts my head.
Whatever it is he meant, it wasn't defensible.
No. Okay. All right.
You
I'm not going to defend him.
Oh, you read that on. If you see that honestly, and you don't think it's anti-Semitic.
Yeah. No, okay. If you read it honestly. I will admit this one key factor. I had no idea what the hell he's talking about.
That's true.
I will admit that.
But that confused rant is definitely targeting Jews and very unfriendly and classes all the Jews together.
Okay, so what he's saying
is... Whatever it is he's saying, you're not going to like it when you figure it out.
Here's what he's saying. Okay, here's what he said. Here you go. I'm gonna.
An expert in insanity.
Yeah, that's right. I am. Huh? I am an expert. I have him as my co-host. I am an expert in insanity and insane rants. That happens all the time. Here's what he's saying. Okay, Kanye West is saying, "I'm a black man. Black men are Jewish, or at least they have Jewish heritage." And so I can't be racist by saying that I'm going to go after some Jews. I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on some Jews here because of something in his head that happened. Something in his head.
No, he doesn't say some Jews. He says on Jewish people.
Yeah, on Jewish people. And you know, I'm guessing he
and
means.
You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes
right.
your agenda.
You yeah. know, so that's Hollywood.
We like to joke that two Jews will get you three opinions, but never mind that. All the Jews have one common agenda.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Sorry. That's great.
So I have.
I get to do Jewish humor. You understand?
Yes, I know. I know you do.
I can too because I'm 1 or 2% Jewish.
Stop
right.
it.
No, you're not high enough.
Not high enough.
Sorry.
If you can't
at
pass
10%, maybe.
If you can't pass the Native American bar, you can't pass the bar for any of the rest of it.
Even well, no, hold on. There's a difference, though. What? So what if? But hold on. So what if I got on Duolingo and like learned Yiddish or something? Would that
help
me a couple points?
Wait. No.
Come on.
Do you know that I am on Duolingo? You're learning Yiddish.
Even the rabbi's learning Yiddish.
I thought about it
on Duolingo.
I thought about it.
I didn't grow up. I don't know Yiddish.
I'm learning. Yeah, I'm actually learning Latin from Duolingo.
It's okay.
Which is stupid because I'm learning a language that has been dead for hundreds of years.
I'm nowhere close to trying to learn any other languages anymore. I just know that I'm very svelte.
You're just... So, just a sidebar real fast. I think the tweet got deleted.
Probably so.
Yes. He got suspended.
Yeah. He got suspended.
Well,
and Candace Owens goes on the Daily Wire of all things.
Well, that's her platform. That's where she works.
While Ben Shapiro is observing Sukkot.
Yeah.
And says, this is not anti-Semitic.
Sure.
Now, Ben comes back from holiday and says, this is anti-Semitic. on his own Twitter feed, not mentioning her quote at all. He didn't know what she had said.
Yeah.
He just said, you know. It can be true that two things can be true at the same time, that Kanye can say all kinds of appropriate things about abortion and conservatism and everything else.
And he can be anti-Semitic. And he can
still say something anti-Semitic.
Yes, very much so. Very much.
That's just...
But he has said nothing about the fact that while he was out and Candace Owens was at the mic, she had a very different take.
So...
In a way that apologized, you know, was apologetics and covering for anti-Semitism.
Right, and I understand that. But so this is actually where free speech plays a big part for me. And Ben Shapiro is very big on the free speech. Even on his own platform, he's very big on free speech. He's very big on, if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. Let's have a conversation about it and all the rest of it. And I can respect that of him because he's hiring people left and right that are getting fired for their opinion.
Yeah, he not for nothing.
From Hollywood,
Well, mind I was going to say, he also just got Jordan Peterson on, too.
Did he?
Yep.
Well, that makes sense. But he's hiring people left and right that have a major differing opinion from most of society. And for him to turn around and say, okay, Candace Owens is supporting Kanye. I don't know if it's because she believes him or if she's just trying to be good peoples with Kanye because they both believe in some of the same things. But I'm going to leave it alone because sometimes differences of opinion are okay. That's where I'm thinking he's coming from.
It could be, but at the very least, he owes it to his conscience to say something like,
"It was incorrect."
Yeah, she gets to have her opinion, but no, she's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and I could see him doing that.
There is a difference between everybody recognizes that there is a line to be drawn somewhere on hate. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the liberal left decides that anything that disagrees with them is hateful. Mm-hmm. When they try to tell Josh Hawley that he's encouraging violence against trans women by saying that he believes trans women are men.
Oh, that reminds me.
That bastard.
That actually reminds me. That reminds
me. That opinion, they want to cancel that opinion.
Yeah, well, they can't now, and I'll tell you why. So the federal government has now made their stance known on what is a woman.
The federal government?
Yes.
At who exactly would that
be? The federal government.
Yeah, but I'm saying who would made this? Which part of the federal government?
The. It's a new regulation that came out.
From whom?
It's a new regulation that you'll get it in a second.
Is this HHS or the Education Department? Which one are we doing?
That's what I'm saying. Nope. Like, which department is this coming from?
Full mandate. Okay, here it is. And this is how you know that they now have an opinion on what is a woman.
Am I going to like this opinion?
Yes.
Really?
Sort of.
Coming? Oh, wait. Don't do that. You don't sit there and go, yes. And I get excited and you go, maybe. And you're like,
what is a woman? Is the question that everybody's been asking, that What's-His-Face made a book about and then did a documentary on. The U.S. government has now stated.
Unequivocally.
That if you, as a person, were born a biological male, no matter what happens in between the process, if you were born a biological male, to have the right to vote, you must enlist for the draft.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's going to burn some bonnets. Wow.
Wait, have they gotten rid of that? That was always true.
That was always true.
Have they defeated the efforts to draft women? Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm telling you. There was an effort to register. That's done. Women don't have to register.
Yeah.
At all.
Only men have to register. And only therefore,
biological male.
Yeah, and just because you've gone through and quote unquote, I am no longer a woman or I'm no longer a man, does not exclude you from
Leah
service.
Thomas is going to have to register.
Yes.
Sorry. Just because you did the old nip tuck.
Hold on. No, because isn't he like 28, 23?
You still have to register to vote.
Yes, to register.
Oh, to be able to vote.
Yeah. The age of 18, if you were...
I'm sorry. For some reason...
Transition later.
Yeah, no. For some reason, when I heard, I was hearing elective service. I was hearing the...
Oh, no, no, no.
Because you were talking about the draft, and so my brain...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. To be able to vote...
Yeah,
but as a male in this society, to be able to vote, you have to sign up for draft.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Register.
Right.
Yeah, you have to register.
They can't dodge that crap anymore, and they lose the right to vote.
Yes.
I'm good with that. I am absolutely good with
that. So the federal government's stance is biological woman is the only woman.
I like this because they literally go, here's the standard if you choose
to accept it.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, meanwhile, the government is going to require the health insurance policies, at least according to their proposed rule, They're going to cover all sorts of surgeries.
Yes.
For gender affirmation.
Yes.
You know, simultaneously, first of all, they're going to force everybody to pay for this.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If you or I want to go for plastic surgery and we want insurance to cover it, they say, no,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah, not happening.
You did not suffer trauma. You did not get a cannonball through the nose. Therefore, if you want a nose job, you pay for it.
Yes. Yeah. Rhinoplasty is where you need it.
If a man decides he wants to be a woman, and women generally have thinner or smaller or whatever noses, mm-hmm. then he gets the plastic surgery on our dime.
Yes, that's right.
That's the government's determination of fairness.
Yes,
that trans people get things that cis people, which is normal people, do not.
Right. Oh,
this is blatant discrimination against everybody normal.
Well, don't forget, like, the whole idea of normal is no longer real, you know, relevant nowadays anyway.
I just can't use cis.
No, I agree with you. No, I can't stand it either. I can't stand that.
It's against my religion to use the word cis.
But I'm with you on it. Like, everything is
sissy. I see you.
Or as a remark about my sister. My sis.
Yeah, I use sis when I'm referring to my sister. That's about it.
Like, hey,
anything
sis.
Beyond that, it's right. just, and that's why I can't use it, because I hear sis, sister. And I'm like, you're not my sister.
Who is sis, believes in trans, and is therefore not sis, totally sis, but
right.
yeah.
she's still my sis.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you start hearing, hey, it's raining men, and it's, I don't know.
Exactly. It's the same idea of, like, of finding a French word that means seven different things. Or that's pronounced the same way, seven different words that are pronounced the same way, and you build them up into a sentence because they're all the same word.
But they all mean something completely different.
So it literally just says, it sounds like you're saying the exact same word seven different times. Yeah, it's like that. So sidebar here as well. Speaking of medical practices, I have some audio, and I'd like you to hear it. This is the, you know, the Hippocratic Oath?
The Hippocratic Oath?
The doctors are supposed to take the Hippocratic Oath.
Right, do no harm.
Yeah. Do no harm. Not, yeah.
The one they right. at least signed for. They
the
don't ever.
These new regulations are driving doctors out of healthcare. People yeah. have to lose their careers over this stuff because they will be accused of discrimination if they refuse to do.
Yes, that's all there.
Surgeries.
Yes. So, funny thing. There's a.
Is it really that funny?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It is. So there's a college in the Midwest, and they've changed their Hippocratic Oath.
Oh God!
For their students, they've changed the.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the woke Hippocratic Oath.
Oh, it's not. Oh yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. They changed their.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought the Hippocratic Oath was like universal across the board.
Oh, yes, but this is, you have to, it's 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes, so bear with me, okay?
God.
Bear with me for 2 minutes.
It's going to be
sad. Yep.
I'm going to drown myself.
With gratitude, we, the students of the University of Minnesota Twin Cities Medical School Class of 2026, stand here today among our friends, families, peers, mentors, and communities who have supported us in reaching this milestone. Our institution is located on Dakota land. Today, many Indigenous people throughout the state, including Dakota and Ojibwe, call the Twin Cities home. We also recognize this acknowledgement is not enough.
Hold on.
We commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence.
For a second, I just want to clarify something.
Yeah.
And you can continue. Just a simple answer. Okay. Just yes, no question.
Uh-huh.
This is supposed to be the Hippocratic Oath, as in these guys are all going to be doctors
within the healthcare system,
right?
Yes,
medical field.
We recognize inequities built
Wait,
by past.
You got to move back because there was some stuff in there about inequities.
Oh yeah, here.
Just the existence of white doctors,
Which in a room full of white doctors
in the Midwest. Okay, hold on.
Deeply embedded within the healthcare system, we recognize inequities built by past and present traumas. Rooted in white supremacy, colonialism, the gender binary, ableism, and all forms of oppression. As we enter this profession with opportunity for growth, we commit to promoting a culture of anti-racism, listening, and amplifying voices for positive change. We pledge to honor all Indigenous ways of healing that have been historically marginalized by Western medicine. Knowing that health is intimately connected to our environment, we commit to healing our planet and communities. We vow to embrace our role as community members and strive to embody cultural humility. We promise to continue restoring trust in the medical system and fulfilling our responsibilities as educators and advocates. We commit to collaborating with social, political, and additional systems to advance health equity. We will learn from the scientific innovations made before us and pledge to advance and share this knowledge with peers and neighbors. We recognize the importance of being in community with and advocating for those we serve.
It's worse than Chinese water torture. Okay, hold on.
Having so much fun because Dylan is about
son
to
of a
this is what I love about doing this show.
God bless America. Emotional damage. Okay, no. So again, just so we clarify, they're talking about equality and all this other crap about how bad it is to be a white doctor. Again, an oath said.
I need this recording.
We
have a healthcare council. I have got to share this.
I get to bless it. Hold on.
So here's the deal. Here's the. He sat there and made a mention, and that one was when really sunk into me. So he was talking about how the methods and the processes of the indigenous people going away. So that means that any doctors that happen to be in, especially in the Midwest, but apparently now it'll be spread to the four corners of the country, are going to now be offering things like peyote and going out and boiling, you know, pine needles and things like that.
Well, first off, pine needles is a great vitamin C.
I didn't say it wasn't. No, I didn't say it wasn't. It's actually very good as far as a antioxidant and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's actually very healthy. But that's my point.
It tastes terrible, but
it tastes like licking.
Tastes like Pine Sol.
It tastes like, it tastes like you licked a jar of, you know, Vicks. But that's my point, is it works. Like, it's stuff works, but you don't hear about that in the medical community. They don't offer that stuff. It's always, here's this drug to cure, you know, your restless leg syndrome, which will give you irritable bowel syndrome, which will give you dysentery and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Huh? What? Hold on. So we're going to start seeing peyote now as a prescription?
Before
tobacco?
The
time runs out. No. I have questions and I need answers. God.
I sent that to the members of our healthcare council. I said, never ever hire one of these people.
Never hire anyone from this.
You don't want a racist doctor. This whole equity nonsense is so blatantly right. You know, after Hurricane Ian came through, Vice President Kamala Harris, telling people we have to consider equity in hurricane relief.
What? Why?
Which is to say, we're not going to consider how hard the communities were hit by the hurricane, but by the color of the skin of the residents of those communities.
Yeah, so it's
determining.
Both.
So we have to send more money to certain people because of the color of their skin.
Of course, yeah.
Which would have Martin Luther King rotating in his grave.
Oh, he's
actually going to say. And by the way, that's not actually happening. DeSantis said very clearly, I've been talking to the people from FEMA. She has no idea what she's talking about. This is absolutely not happening. We are giving aid to the people who need it the most, and we don't care what color they are.
Which should happen.
Well, and from
things are supposed to be.
And from what I've heard, too, DeSantis actually came out and was like, we're not taking any federal aid at all. Y'all can go pound sand.
all of this nonsense. Well, first of all, he is going to take federal aid because you kind of have to.
That's what I thought too. But yeah.
But the racism of this equity nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not even real racism. Hold on.
They redefine the terms.
It's not even real racism, though.
Look, no, seriously. We're less than a century from the Holocaust when, due to something called anti-Semitism, which labeled Jews as Semites and therefore not white.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was the pretext for murdering
the
majority of the Jews of Europe.
That's how it was.
Now we're going to say that Jews are not white anymore.
Right. Well,
tell me that's not racist. I'm sorry. We're telling you the Jews are white.
Jews are white.
Jewish history because of this so-called equity thing, which isn't equity at all.
Exactly. Jews are white, unless you're Kanye.
That's what I was going to say. Unless you're Kanye West, and then everybody's black.
And that's why he believes he can hit on, he can knock you out. Thanks, Rabbi!
This is Defenders Live.
So you're saying that was unfair?
I hate you.
It was unfair.
That was very unfair.
You're very unfair. That was flag on the play. Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah, that was...
As a flag on the play.
That was being a douche. That's not, you can't just drop that and just kind of go, oh, 2 minutes, we're up and goodbye.
Yes,
there's so much about that that's wrong.
Yes, I know.
Because again, just so we're clear, you're a doctor, okay? You're aspiring to push to be a doctor.
Somewhat, that's okay? What they say.
That's the goal. You want to be a doctor.
Sure.
Okay. Your job as a doctor, your first and primary concern should be the health and well-being of your patient.
No, it's not. Definitely not. No.
That's exactly what it should be.
No.
Period.
No.
Okay? No, period. That's what it should be. You can't sit here and go, well, we should be a quality of these people and this stuff. And this thing is, No. Because I'm tired of people coming up with this fake racism crap.
Because it is.
Okay?
Yes.
The only time that racism is real.
Right.
Okay? Is when one person, it could be anyone. One person sits there and goes at someone of another skin color and says, I am about to do bad thing, or I am doing bad thing to you, or is caught doing bad thing to that person. And they say it is because of said skin color.
It's because of X, Y, or Z.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Mm-hmm. So the University of Pennsylvania Wharton Business School.
I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Janet.
That is how it should be. That's the only time it should be a racist thing.
Yeah.
Having said that, just because a black man kills a white man, or a white man kill, I actually didn't phrase that because apparently you can't be it that way. A white man kills a black man in cold blood, we should hate it as strictly as the murder and the action itself and not worry about the intent, because who gives a flying fig about what the intent is? Obviously, whatever the intent was doesn't matter because it got him to that point of killing somebody.
Right.
That's what we need to be focusing on.
Yes.
Now I'm done. Now you may move on.
Okay. University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School has recently announced the approval of two.
Not one, but two.
Two new majors.
Count them, two.
And concentrations offered to students.
Okay.
Okay. This is environmental, social, and governance factors for business, more commonly known as the ESGs.
Okay.
And the diversity, equity, and inclusion as a major.
I was fiddling with our stuff here. Just say that again.
Yeah. University of Pennsylvania Wharton, business school.
A business school.
Added two majors.
Okay. Again, this is the business school.
One is the very far left ESG, which is environmental, social, and governance.
The business.
For school. Factors for business. Yeah. And then the other one is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
I don't know what any of that has to do with business. Now, the ESG, you know, the
that's how it affects thing, business.
I was gonna say I can kind of
get there. But it's more regulation on business.
Right. At that point, I don't see why it would need to be a straight up.
It's more government.
Right. I don't see it needing to be its own
thing.
Right. You throw that in there, you sprinkle that in there with everything else.
Yeah.
I don't see that as being its own thing.
I don't see diversity, equity, and inclusion that as anything.
Definitely does not need to be there.
But anyway, the concentrations were approved by the university's Curriculum Innovation and Review Committee, and announced in September's press release. The school believes that the new curriculum will, quote, prepare future leaders for the evolving global landscape. Deputy Dean Nancy Rothbard.
I'm sorry, just to say that, just funny.
Deputy Dean Nancy Rothbard stated that, quote, we are proud and delighted that Wharton will be offering these new concentrations and majors, supported by the school's world-class evidence-based curriculum.
Okay.
We look forward to seeing what our graduates accomplish.
Okay. It's not often that I'm speechless.
There's not much more to this. I don't know
what else to say.
As an MBA, a majors in business program, bachelor's degrees, whatever you want to call it. These are going to be two majors. This is an MBA. People are going to have an MBA in diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Thank God.
A master's in business in diversity.
I guess equity and inclusion. I guess it would make sense only because with the way that the world is heading, it probably will become a commercialized type situation.
Yeah, that's very
true. Can clearly make money off of it, so why not make it part of the business model?
It's very, very true. Now, if all of this is bothering you, okay, we've started talking about, if all of this is bothering you, I have a solution.
You do?
I do. I don't know why this solution is available. No,
it's called a shotgun in the mouth.
No, hold on. I know why. I don't know why this solution is even available.
Son of a bitch. I wasn't even looking. I did. Oh, my God. I used to love, 5 years ago, we started this show. And it was a great thing. It was fun because we could make the jokes. We could piece things together. We can find the humor and just kind of pull stuff out of, you know, our brains. Yeah, we got to kind of, we may not have been great at it, but I felt we got to kind of, you know, stretch that little creative muscle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. We can't effing do it now.
I know.
I made my joke about the shotgun in the mouth, and apparently I didn't see the headline in front of me. And it's not funny anymore because it's an article.
Oh, yeah.
A pair of lawsuits filed last month. One in California, one in Washington State, claims that the e-commerce megastore Amazon, quote-unquote, knowingly sold so-called, quote-unquote, suicide kits to teens, who then took their own lives shortly after the product arrived. Now, Now, obviously, this is tragic.
Yes.
But damn it.
Right.
Like anything at this point could be said to be a suicide kit.
In a lot of ways. Yes. Yes. It's very true. It's very true.
A Coke and Mentos.
Can be technically. Yeah. You could choke on that.
Yeah. Do that and you hold your head over top of it. The main product in question.
I don't know if you can. The pressure by itself
would blow your tonsils out. The main product in question is sodium nitrate.
Yeah.
A chemical which at 6% purity levels is often used as a food preservative. However.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what you use it for.
Yes. Yeah. The
nitrates are what's the nitrites are all in the sausage.
Right. That's because sodium is salt, but then you have the nitrate, which is an extra preservative thing. Yeah, it helps make it last longer.
Right.
It's just an old technique from back
salt
in the day.
Salt is preservative. Nitrites are
They used to salt down, you know, their meats when they would go on long cruises or in the wintertime because they needed to keep it longer.
Right.
It's just a different version of it. Anyway, however, the lawsuit claims that Amazon sells sodium nitrate at levels above 98% purity.
Ooh, that's pure.
Which have... quote, no non-institutional or household use, end quote.
Okay, hold on. First off, Amazon is not a, quote, non-institutional household use only store.
Yeah, they're not.
Amazon is literally an everything store.
They're the Walmart of the internet.
Yes, they started out with used books and music, and then they went ahead to this. They are an everything to everyone store.
Yeah.
Okay? You can literally buy anything you can buy. You could buy all the materials for fertilizer bombs.
You could buy all the materials for a murder, just a straight-up murder, like the tarp and the all hammer and the
and
rope.
And nobody would ever assume anything.
Yeah, but if you go into a Ace Hardware and buy that, boy, they start staring at you funny.
Right. So where does it say that Amazon has to only sell up to... Like, they have to force the people... And by the way, Amazon is a conglomerate of stores. So it's a combination of 1,000... Or 100,000 probably,
yeah.
Different store fronts into one. They're like, hey, do you have a product? Do you want to sell it? You can even store it at our facility and we can ship it out easily.
Yeah.
You want to do that? Okay, let's do that.
It's the internet versions of Mall of America.
Yeah, that's what it is. Everything in one place, okay? So that includes scientific industrial use products.
Because, you know, there are small companies who may decide that they want to go through Amazon to buy their sodium nitrates instead of going through, say, Pfizer. Or
a giant chemical supplier.
Right.
Because they cost a lot more money, or you have to buy them in gallons.
Right.
You
know? And they may only need little bits at a time.
They may be only needing to try. They're trying something. They don't need a huge stuff. They just need a bag. You know, give me 3 pounds. I don't need a gallon, a drum.
Yeah, I do not need a metric ton of sodium nitrate. I just need a pound. You know what I mean?
And so in that case, Amazon is probably your way to go.
That's how I would go.
I'm not trying to defend Amazon here. It's just when you get a situation like this.
Yeah.
They're a business.
And they sell everybody else's crap.
So technically they're a middleman for another business.
That's okay. Just as another way to think about this. That's like being pissed off at Walmart because you bought, you know, Paula Deen's cookware.
Which is trash.
Well, and I was also thinking back to whenever that one time years ago, allegedly she said the N-word and everybody lost their junk about her.
Okay.
Like it's that same kind of, it's the same kind of a connection.
Yeah,
Walmart is literally the middleman.
They have no,
Amazon is the middleman.
Right.
You are the consumer and you want something. There is a company out there that says we can legally sell this. Amazon says I will facilitate that transaction for the both of you.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
You can't sit here and blame Amazon because they just shut up. Anyway.
Anywho.
The New York Times reported in 2021 that an online chat forum about suicide often features recommendations for sodium nitrate as one of the most, quote, the most discussed, end quote, suicide options available.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah.
New York Times did an in-depth study.
Uh-huh.
Of online chat forums.
Yeah, they didn't shut anything down. They didn't bring anything to nobody. They just did their research.
They just did a research paper on that. So one guy did a deep dive, and where he found a lot of talk.
Right. About,
and he's saying that it's one of the most discussed, which, by the way, is a very loose term.
Well, it would depend on how you do it. If he's taking all of the suggestions and then calculating how, you know, comparing them all together.
Sure, I want stats.
Yeah, I would like to see those stats, too.
Give me the stats.
Don't just be vague about it. This is too discussed.
Vague. Yeah, too vague. One of the most discussed. By what margin?
Yeah.
You know, and if it's one of the most discussed, that means it's not the most discussed.
Does that make sense? No, I agree.
Does that make sense?
You kind of need to keep it. It's called keeping it in context, really. Is what you need to do. Let's
$20. Look at that. A pound.
Thank you, James. You could buy a bag, a pound of sodium nitrate.
Regent grade.
Chemical. Yep. 1 pound bag for $18.75 right now.
I told you. That's all you need, and that's fine.
With free shipping, and Prime Days are coming up, so this would be a steal.
You can get it within 4 days.
Right.
And if you're in town, maybe sooner.
Yeah, depends on, well, maybe not. No. But still.
That's what I'm saying. Or you get a metric ton of it from a chemical supplier. Which do you need? You know?
Yeah, James put it that way. Maybe more like the world's flea market. It's still tomato at this point.
No, that was eBay.
Oh, yeah, or Craigslist.
Craigslist and eBay. That's the world's flea market.
That's just a bad one right there. The highly purified sodium nitrate, even in small doses, can cause difficulty breathing, abdominal pain, and death.
That's because it's a giant preservative.
Yeah, you know, again,
you're not supposed to put it in your lungs.
Need I remind you of the, and again, they're probably breathing it, but just so we're clear, it's sodium.
Salt.
Yeah. You can't have a whole lot of that. That's the reason why you can't drink the ocean water.
It will dry you out.
It will dry you out. That's where a lot of the whole problems breathing and
then crystallize. It'll dry out and then crystallize in your lungs.
That's why it's all difficult. Anyway, one of the main attorneys in the lawsuit, Carrie Goldberg of C.A. Goldberg's Law PLLC, claimed that just one teaspoon of the substance could be lethal.
Okay. And smelling fentanyl can be lethal.
Right. Christine Johnson, 16, of Ohio, and Ethan McCarthy, 17, of West Virginia, both allegedly used sodium nitrate purchased at Amazon to end their lives.
Allegedly.
And their parents have filed lawsuits against Amazon and the sodium nitrate distributor.
Loudwolf. That's a great name.
I like it. Johnson, who died September 2020, managed to set up her own Amazon account even though she was under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make the purchase. And the lawsuit alleges that while McCarthy, who died the following January, used his mother's account.
Allegedly.
I still don't see how Amazon is responsible.
How is Amazon responsible for this?
See, because
two people made separate accounts.
Well, one
person made an account for themselves.
Yeah.
Another person used their parents' account. You can't track age on the one. You could track age on the other one, potentially.
If there is any blame.
But there is absolutely no regulation saying that you can't buy sodium nitrate.
No, you're right.
At a certain age.
Yeah, no, and you're right. Or in any way. Like, here's, again, I was going to say, if there's any blame, if.
If?
Because I can't even say there's really any blame. Somebody killed themselves.
Yeah. There's no blame. The person that killed themselves is the one to blame.
Yeah, at that point, that's the one who
I understand that your family, these families are they're grieving and going through this
problem. But the loss sucks. I got it.
Stop trying to make $1 billion off of a major corporation because your kid did something stupid.
Well, and not just stupid. That's what I was getting ready to kind of follow up with. If there is anyone to blame out of that, and I don't know if there really could be other than the person who died. But if there's anyone to blame on there, it would be the parents. Period. That's you can argue with me, hashtag change my mind. It's the parents. Period. Now, I'm not, because if the parents, I would believe, were doing a bit of a better job, and not everybody's going to catch everything, so I'm not destroying the parents.
You're never going to catch everything.
But if you're going to be paying attention to something, you're going to be looking at signs. That
Amazon purchasing?
Something should pop up somewhere.
Signs happen all over the place.
Yeah, signs.
Everywhere are signs.
Like, I don't know about all of y'all, but once they offered the ability to get the notifications when something gets bought or gets done on your system.
Automatically, yeah.
I get it for anyway, and it's to protect myself from someone else buying crap on my thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why didn't the parents have that set up? Because once that order should have gone through, they should have got a recognition. You know, something should have told them, hey.
Yeah, hey, why?
I didn't order that. Who did? Something's going on. Shut the thing down. Send us back.
Yeah.
Right.
Ask everybody and then be like, I don't need that. Please don't send that here.
Right. That's a very small thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's still there.
Yes.
It still puts a bit of responsibility on parents. And the only reason why they're suing is because that's how their way of trying to ease their conscience on it. Because they are going to beat themselves up.
It's to help ease their own pain.
Right. They're going to blame themselves to a degree. Why didn't I see the signs? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? The very thing I just kind of said that they're going to, that I'm accusing them of doing.
Right.
They're going to do themselves. And it's understandable and it's normal. And you really can't blame yourself. Could you have done better? Sure.
Yes.
But it's done now. There's no point in beating yourself up with it, and there's damn sure no reason to turn around and sue a major corporation because you're guilty.
Yeah.
Or you feel guilty. Let me put it that way.
Side note, speaking of suing, Alex Jones just got ordered by a jury to pay nearly $1 billion to all the families of Sandy Hook.
Shut up.
Yeah, because, he was out there saying that all of them were lying.
Oh, that's right.
So a lawsuit came out, and it's up to $1 billion, but it's split between all the families of the Sandy Hook shooting.
So does that mean that InfoWars is no more?
No, he said he's just going to keep on going.
How is he going to keep on
going? I don't know.
Hold on, they're getting $1 billion?
Supposedly, $965 million.
How does the math work out?
$965 million.
So what? That means everybody's getting $1 million?
He made tons of freaking money, dude.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm saying...
Alex Jones is...
I don't know, he's not a billionaire.
No.
But I'm saying like the family. So what, each of the families get $1 million at least?
I don't know, something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah. Handed down 15 different awards to the families of the 8 victims. Of the 8.
8.
Yep. 15 different awards handed down. The awards range anywhere from $28 million to $120 million, and it added up to $965 million in total. 8 families splitting $965 million of Alex Jones's money,
which they're not really going to get.
No, they're never going to get all that. It's just what it is. Oh, and finally, Joe Biden made it very clear about his efforts and the government's efforts and what it's done for climate change.
We passed the look. What I ran on, I said we're going to deal with energy,
right?
And the energy problem, we're going to deal with the whole notion of global warming. We passed $368 billion worth of help, which, as the same bankers talk about, is going to bring $1.7 trillion off the sidelines in investment.
What? Wait, what? That's even worse than what I was going to point out. Just real fast, if you're watching the video, Which you didn't put up, by the way.
I didn't put it up. Hold on.
If you're watching the video of this thing, he apparently his eyes must be, something's wrong.
You do know that they're squinting. Yeah, you do know that they force him to wear aviators all the time now.
Why?
Apparently, there's something wrong with his eyes. Or the fact that he's glazed over or whatever else. They just don't want people to see.
Wow. Start that from the beginning, because I from feel the very beginning? I missed something. It's only 22 seconds.
Yep. All right. So
past the end, look, what I ran on, I said we're going to deal with energy.
Energy.
Right. And the energy problem, we're going to deal
energy
with
problem.
The whole notion
Stop,
of
just for a second.
Global warming. Okay. We passed 368 billion.
Energy is so the energy problem.
Mm-hmm. Energy problem, energy crisis.
Yeah. Energy problem.
Uh-huh.
You mean like getting out of OPEC? And
no, that's not a problem.
Doing our own thing because OPEC and as literally
not that
decided that they're going to drop production by 2 million barrels a day or whatever.
Wasn't during the beginning of his administration. So no, not that.
So
$1 worth of help.
And throwing money at something has done what now? I'm just curious.
It has done this.
Which, as the same bankers talk about, is going to bring $1.7 trillion off the sidelines in investment.
Wait a minute. Now, again, money, or, you know, I'm not
You're not a math guy.
I'm not a math guy.
Nope.
I'm not a math guy.
Nope.
But I'm...
Billion, trillion,
million. No, that's not even million. It. That's not even it. So, he said they passed... 34 bajillion dollars of a thing to combat climate change, which obviously has not worked because money doesn't stop the weather from changing.
Yeah, and it also doesn't,
Okay.
And the problems that he put money into are...
They're all still there.
They're problems.
They're all still there.
They caused more problems.
Instead of adapting, we're trying to find a way to stop it, which we can't do. So, but anyway, throws all that money out there. And then his response is that he says that bankers will be a billion gajillion again, stumble over numbers.
Yeah.
Of an opportunity for an investment. Investment into what? My first question. And second of all, wouldn't by definition the first number he mentioned, the first set of billion stuff that they passed, wouldn't that by definition be an investment?
Or excuse me, $750 billion.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't that first stretch have been?
$368 billion.
Wouldn't that by definition have been an investment? Because if you put money into something that therefore would cause money to be grow, in a better way to put it.
Yes, right.
That's an investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not, the federal government is not supposed to be investing our money. That's not your job. If I want my money to be invested in something, I'll get a hold of a stockbroker. Or, you know, hedge fund guys or something.
Right, yeah, I don't need you. I don't need the government
doing it.
No, no government.
Because clearly your way of trying to invest my money is to put it into things like stopping a hurricane. How'd that work out for you? Instead of, I don't
know. What are you talking about? It worked out great.
Instead of allowing the free market to be able to develop, you know, new scientific technologies, new things to be able to adapt to hurricanes and stuff, because things are going to change. Because I've been told since I was a kid, the Earth is slowing down, the Moon is moving further away, the universe is expanding, the Sun will one day stop shining and turn into a dwarf, and all these things. All these things are going to happen, which is going to lead to weather and
Black
things being
weird. Sun.
Right. All these things are going to happen. So instead of trying to stop them from happening, which you can't do, how about you work on trying to come up with ways to adapt and maybe survive past it? Which you still may not be able to do, but is a whole lot closer of a chance to happening than, you know, if you have a place to go during a hurricane that everything's going to be fine and nothing is going to be as destroyed. And yet, you know, as opposed to trying to stop the hurricane in the first place, Which one's going to happen?
Yeah.
Which one do you think is going to be more successful? Which one do you think you're going to come out of better on top?
I know one thing.
Jackass.
We're coming out better than a woman that was arrested in Chicago. She was a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a dismembered body in the freezer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is...
On Monday, Chicago police discovered a body of a missing... Or excuse me. Body of the missing landlord stuffed inside of a freezer at a local tenant's house. So the tenant got arrested for that one. That was...
Well, the tenant should have chopped her up better and put her in her own freezer.
Right. And then it wouldn't have been a problem. Technically, it was her own freezer.
Oh. That's... Oh. No, you're right.
Is it true?
That's true.
Unless they brought one of those deep freezers by themselves.
Right.
Normally, they don't
go have to DOAEShow.com.
Yeah.
DOAEShow.com. Mm-hmm. Follow us on all the social medias at DOAE Show. Use the hashtag arm yourselves. Get your tweets and everything in so we can respond to you.
Yes.
YouTube. It was supposed to have been turned on today, but we kind of forgot.
Yeah.
YouTube will be turned back on officially tomorrow.
Yay.
You can start looking at all the other stuff, which includes full 2 hours in some places.
And Twitch.
And Twitch. And everywhere else. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.